Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Michelle Simpson is with us, our great friend, member of Beauties and the Beast panel, and former Liberal member of Parliament and seatmate to the aforementioned Justin Trudeau. Michelle, I've been on vacation, but I saw your tweet a couple of days ago. As a lifelong Liberal and former MP for the party, it breaks my heart that I can't vote for them in October. What's going on?
Well, Roy, that's true. Because I stood for ethics, openness, and everything else that I thought, like, they are personal things that I hold dear. And all I've seen lately is what I consider some corruption, and they're not, it isn't the Liberal Party that I knew, put it that way.
Is it the party? Is it Justin Trudeau? Is it the PMO? What is it?
I think it's the PMO. And the Prime Minister. I really do. I think that they figure they're invincible, and they're not. And I don't know how the election's going to go, but I think people can see through this.
I don't doubt it. I mean, we spoke yesterday with Daryl Bricker about the Ipsos poll, which reveals some information that is really noteworthy. And Mr. Bricker told us, given what he's seeing in this polling, like as of yesterday, he couldn't tell us what was likely to happen on the 21st of October, but it doesn't look good for the government.
Oh, I couldn't agree with him more. I wouldn't want to hazard a guess. I think that the cachets come away from the Trudeau mania too. And I think people are starting to open their eyes.
Are you hearing from other Liberal MPs, maybe sitting or former, who are sharing your concern and maybe sharing your position?
Yeah, particularly former. You know, not so much sitting, but the former. They're glad to be out, because they think there's, you talk about entitlement, honestly, right now, and it took me back to when I went through my little piece of hell, and I thought, I'm glad I'm not there.
We've talked about your little piece of hell.
Yeah.
And how you were denied the opportunity to speak in Parliament, because you wouldn't go along with the demand that you not post your expenses online. Now, that wasn't under Trudeau, that was under Ignatieff.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that that's the worst thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at what happened to Jody Wilson-Raybould, mm-hmm, and some of the other MPs, actually,
okay,
there are three or four. They're all female.
Okay, we have about 20 seconds here,
okay,
Michelle. Do you know who you're going to vote for?
Not at this point, because I don't know who's running, but certainly not Liberal.
You and I will continue this conversation. Thank you for taking the time today.
Oh, thank you.
Always great talking to you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Michelle Simpson. And once the writ is dropped and the election is called, which we expect to happen in a matter of days, probably fairly close to after the Manitoba election on Tuesday, We will have Beauties and the Beast reconvene, and we'll talk more. But Michelle Simpson will not vote Liberal, and she will not vote Liberal because of Trudeau. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.